الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. O my Lord, open for me my chest, ease my task for me, and remove the impediment from my speech so that they may understand what I say. رب زدني علما. O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا. O Allah, indeed I ask you for beneficial knowledge and a good halal provision and actions which are accepted. اللهم فصلنا بالدين. O Allah, grant us the understanding of religion. Ameen, Ya Rabbi Al-Alameen. Assalamu alaikum and thank you for joining us today for our Rahmat English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here. I hope that you all are doing well and that inshallah you all have had a wonderful week. So inshallah, I would like to start off with the recitation of today's lesson, in which alhamdulillah, we are doing Surah Al-Baqarah, starting from ayah number 87-93, inshallah. So Surah Baqarah, ayah 87-93. And inshallah, we are going to start off with the recitation. So if you all would like to open up the Quran and follow along as we recite.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Walaqad atayna Musa al-kitaba wa qassayna min ba'dihi بالرسل وآتينا عيسى بن مريم البينات وأيدناه بروح القدس أفكلما جاءكم رسول بما لا تهوى أنفسكم واستكبرتم ففريقا كذبتم وفريقا تقتلون وقالوا قلوبنا غلف بل لعنهم الله بكفرهم فقليلا ما يؤمنون ولما جاء كتاب من عند الله مصدق لما معهم وكانوا من قبل يستفتحون على الذين كفروا فلما جاءهم ما عرفوا كفروا به فلعنة الله على الكافرين بئس ما اشتروا به من بالبينات ثم اتخذتم العجل من بعده وأنتم ظالمون وإذ أخذنا ميثاقكم ورفعنا فوقكم الطور خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة واسمعوا قالوا سمعنا وعصينا وأشربوا في قلوبهم العجل بكفرهم قل بئس ما يأمركم به إيمانكم إن كنتم مؤمنين.
And inshallah, that is our lesson for today, verses 87 to 93, inshallah. So before we move on to analysis, we are going to continue with Tajweed series. And alhamdulillah, we are going to continue with the topic of makharij. And we're still on the general makharij of the tongue. So the area that we are studying now is the tongue. And alhamdulillah, there are quite a few letters that come from this makharij. So today the letter we are covering is the letter Noon. So the letter Noon is pronounced when the tip of the tongue touches the gum of the upper two teeth. So that is the makharij of the letter Noon. The tip of the tongue touching the gums of the upper two teeth. So it's not a very difficult letter.
Muted.
And it is pretty easy to pronounce. There are a few important things to take note of. So number one, this letter, Noon, has two makharij. So it is one of two letters that have two makharij. So the first letter is the letter Noon, and the second letter is the letter Meem. So both of these letters, Noon and Meem, have two...
Unmuted.
So the letter Noon, it comes from the tongue. So as we learned, the tip of the tongue touching the gums of the upper two teeth. That is the first makharij of the letter Noon. The second makharij of the letter Noon is known as the khayshum. The khayshum is known as the nasal passage. So this is basically the nose area. So the letter Noon naturally has a ghunna sound. Ghunna basically means nasalization, meaning that this sound is coming from the nose. So you'll notice sometimes that if you have a cold or your nose is stuffed, it's difficult for you to pronounce the letter Noon and the letter Meem. And you can try on your own. If you try closing your nose and you say N, it's very difficult to hear and the letter is almost unable to be pronounced. The reason for this is that naturally the letter Noon and Meem go up into the nose. So the sound comes from both the nose and the actual makharij of these letters. So the makharij of Meem is from the lips. Inshallah, we will learn that later on. And the makharij of the letter Noon is the tip of the tongue. So both of these have two makharij. They have the actual makharij from the mouth, of which the two places come into contact and create the sound. And then we have the natural sound where the noise is coming out of. And that is basically the khayshum or the nasal passage. So inshallah, you can try to experiment on your own. Close your nose. And you'll figure out that this sound cannot be pronounced properly when you have your nose stuffed or if it's closed. And that is because the letters Noon and Meem naturally have a nasalization. There are two letters of Ghunna. And Ghunna, again, is nasalization, meaning that it's coming from the nose. So nasal is from the nasal passage, the nose passage. And basically that is something that is important to take note of. Inshallah, we are going to come back to the Khayshum Makharij because that is a general area. Like the throat, the tongue, the lips, the khayshum is also a natural area that the makharij come from. So inshallah, we will come back to it later on as well. Just an important thing to note that the letter Noon does have two makharij. The letter Meem also has two makharij. The reason for this is that both of these letters also come from the nasal passage. The sound naturally goes up into the nose. So inshallah, that is something to keep in mind. Another important thing to note is that the Noon letter is also a letter of Tawassut. So the letters of Tawassut, again, are Lin Umar. And here you can see that Noon, Lin, is also a part of the letters of Tawassut. So when we see Noon with a Sukoon, we will rest upon the letter, inshallah. So for example, if I have an in, we are resting upon this noon and kind of extending the sound of noon. One more thing, inshallah, we're not going to cover this all today, but it is important to note that noon sakin has many rules that are applied whenever we have a noon sakin. Noon sakin is basically a noon with a sakin, or basically sakin is when you stop on the sound. And these rules are known as idgham, izhal, ikhfa, and iqlab. So these are the four rules. As you read the lesson today, I'll point out some of these rules, so inshallah you can familiarize yourself with them before we actually go on to covering what these rules are. So these rules are known as noon sakin rules, meaning that the noon has a sukun or a sakin on top of it. And these rules also apply to tanween. So when there's two harakas, for example, an, in, un, ban, dun, bun, this is also known as the noon sakin rule. So the reason for this is that tanween also has a noon sakin. So for example, if I say an, so when there's a tanween fatha on a letter, an, you hear that there is a noon sakin sound. So tanween is actually a hidden noon sakin. So whenever you have a noon sakin, you will apply one of these four rules. You will either apply idgham, ibhal, ikhfa, or iqlab. And inshallah, we are going to go over more in detail. Just know that these rules apply to both noon sakin and tanween letters. And again, inshallah, I'll bring up some examples so we can see what these rules look like from this lesson. And then inshallah, perhaps next week or next time, we can go more in detail and learn more about each rule. So just a quick recap, the letter noon is when the tip of the tongue touches the gum of the upper two teeth. And the letter noon also comes from the makharij of the khayshum, or the nasal passage. The letter noon and meem both have two makharij, meaning that both of them have their own makharij. And then they also come a little bit from the nose. So that is why they have two makharij. The letter noon is part of sawasut, it is part of the noma, so we are resting upon the noon sakin. And also there are four rules of noon sakin, and you will apply one of them. You will apply either idgham, ibhal, ikhfa, or iqlab. And inshallah, we're going to go more over next time exactly what these rules are. Just important to note that these noon sakin rules also apply to tanween. So whenever you have a tanween or whenever you have a noon sakin, you will apply one of these four rules. And inshallah, I'll point some of these out so you can see what they look like, and then perhaps next week we can go over more in detail about what exactly these rules are. So inshallah, we can start now with the tajweed analysis from this lesson, and inshallah, we're going to start off with the beginning of the lesson from ayah number 87. So we start with the word walaqad. So qaf here is heavy, dal is a letter of qalqala, atayna musa al-kitab, lam has tawassut, wa qasayna, so here qaf is heavy, min ba'dihi. So here we have one of the rules of noon sakin. This rule is known as iqlab. You don't have to remember what rule this is, but just notice here that we have a noon with a sukun. So here in min, we have a noon with a sukun. And we are applying a rule that is changing this noon sakin to a min sound. So I'm not saying min ba'dihi, I'm saying min ba'dihi. And the reason why I'm changing this noon to a name is because of the rule iqlab that I'm applying here. So for that reason, whenever you see a noon sakin, it will not always be read as an. So this is not read as min ba'dihi, this is min ba'dihi. That is basically what the noon sakin rule is, that whenever you see a noon sakin, depending on the letter that is coming after, you will apply one of the four rules. And again, you don't have to memorize what rule this is, but inshallah, I just wanted to point out what these noon sakin rules look like. So here after ba'dihi bil-rusul, ra in this case is heavy. Wa'adayna isa, ayn is from the throat. Isabana, ba is a letter of qalqala, so there is a bouncing sound. Maryam, ra is heavy. Maryaman bayyinat, lam is a letter of tawassut. Wa'ayyadnahu biruhil qudus, ra is heavy. Qaf is permanently heavy. أَفَقُلَّمَا جَاءَكُمْ, this is a four-count med, meaning is a letter of tawassut. رَسُولٌ, رَا is heavy. بِمَا لَا تَهْوَىٰ أَنفُسُكُمْ, this is a four-count med. أَنفُسُكُمْ مُسْتَكْبَرُتُمْ, so here we are resting upon this scene, resting upon this gap, and then resting upon this law, because selected as well. فَتَعِي يُقَانْ قَاف is heavy. كَذَّبَتُمْ. So here you can see we have eight and eight. So I'm not going to say فَفَرِيقًا كَذَّبَتُمْ. I'm saying فَفَرِيقًا كَذَّبَتُمْ. You can hear that there is a not a clear noon sound. And this is the rule of إِخْفَى. So again, you can see here that there is not a clear noon sound. I am changing the sound based on the letter that comes after the تَنْوِين or the noon second. So inshallah, we will go over this more next week. And then here, وَفَرِيقًا تَقُتُلُونَ. So again, I'm not saying فَرِيقًا تَقُتُلُونَ. I'm saying فَرِيقًا تَقُتُلُونَ because I am applying one of the noon second and تَنْوِين rules. And then for وَقَالُوا قَاف is heavy. قَاف is heavy. قُلُوبُنَا قَاف is heavy. غُنْ ضَيْن is heavy. بَلْ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. We are resting upon the fa. Meem is a letter of tawassut. فَقَلِيلًا. So here قَاف is heavy. فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. So here we have another noon second rule, another tanween rule. So I'm not saying فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. I'm saying فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. I am merging this noon second into the meem sound. So again, this is because one of the rules of tanween second is being applied here. So for وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ, this is a fourth house mud. كِتَابٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. So here we have two noon second tanween rules. We have كِتَابٌ مِّنْ. So here the noon second is merged into the meem. And then in مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ, so here the noon is completely red, and you can audibly hear that there is a clear noon sound. And that is because I am applying one of the rules of noon second. So inshallah, I don't want to confuse you guys too much by pointing out all of these rules, but this is basically what these rules that the rules look like. So basically, each time you have one of the letters of the noon or you have a noon sakin, the pronunciation of that noon sakin will change based on the letter that comes after. So I just want you to understand exactly what this rule is and what it would look like if you see any of these rules. And then inshallah, next time we can go over more in detail about all of these rules. But for now, just know that, for example, if you have a noon sakin, for example, in min rindi, we have noon sakin in min, we have noon sakin in rindi, so you see a noon with a sakin, or if you see a tanween, so for example, kitabun, musaddiqun, so these are tanween letters, and we have noon sakin letters. So whenever we have either of these, one of the four rules will be applied, and based on the letter that comes after the noon sakin or tanween, you will change the pronunciation of the noon sound. So that is basically the noon sakin rule. And inshallah, we will go over the exact explanation later on next week perhaps. So inshallah, just keep that in mind. So continuing on with مُصَدِّقُ لِمَا مَعَهُمْ, meaning is a letter of selectus. مِنْ قَبَلُ, قَاف is heavy, ba is a letter of قَلْقَلَ. يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ, عَيْنَ from the throat. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ, this is a four-count med. مَا عَرَفُوا, رَا is heavy. كَفَرُوا, رَا is heavy. فَلَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ, عَيْن is a letter of توسط. الله in this case is heavy. فَلَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ, مَا is a letter of توسط. بِئْسَ مَا اشْتَرَوْا, رَا is heavy. بِهِ أَنفُسَهُمْ, this is a four-count med. أَنْ يَكْفُرُوا بِنَا, this is a four-count med. أَنزَلُ اللَّهُ بَغْيًا, غَيْن is heavy. أَنْ يُنَزِّلَ اللَّهُ, Allah is heavy. مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, ضَاد is heavy. عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ, this is a four-count med. فَبَاءُ, four-count med. بِغَضَبٍ, غَيْن is heavy. ضَا is heavy. عَلَى غَضَبْ, غَيْن is heavy. ضَا is heavy. And that is a letter of قَلْقَلَ. وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ, لَمْ التَّوَسُّطْ. عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ, a four-count med. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ, قَاف is heavy, مِنْ هَسْتَوَسْتِكْ, آمِنُوا بِمَا, this is a four-count med. أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ, name of Allah in this case is heavy. قَالُوا, قَاف is heavy, نُؤْمِنُوا بِمَا, this is a four-count med. أُنْزِلَ عَلَيْنَا وَيَكْفُرُونَ بِمَا وَرَاءَهُ, رَا is heavy. And then this alif sound is also heavy, and it's also a four-count med. وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ, لَمْ هَسْتَوَسْتِكْ, قَاف is heavy. مُصَدِّقَ, صاد is heavy, قاف is heavy, لما معهم, مين has توسط, قل, قاف is heavy, لام has توسط, تقتلون, قاف has قلقلة, أنبياء الله, this is a four count med, من قبل, قاف is heavy, باء has قلقلة, إن كنتم مؤمنين, this is a four count med, ولقد قاطب حبيب على هالقلقلة جاءكم for count med بالبينات ثم اتخذتم العجلة لان هالتوسط عجلة جين هالقلقلة من بعده وأنتم من هالتوسط ظالمون ظائف حبيب وإذ أخذنا خائف حبيب ميثاقكم قاف الحبيب كاف الليل ورفعنا عين هالتوسط فوقكم قاف الحبيب الصورة قاف الحبيب خذوا قاف الحبيب ما آتيناكم مثل الفور كاونت مد بقوة قاف الحبيب واسمعوا قالوا سمعنا عين هالتوسط وعصينا قاف الحبيب وأشربوا في قلوبهم قاف الحبيب قلوبهم العجلة لأنها التوسط جيمها القلقلة بكفرهم جيمها التوسط قل قاف الهبي لأنها التوسط بئس ما يأمركم به مثل هيك فور كاونت مد إيمانكم جيمها التوسط إن كنتم مؤمنين and this is when you're ending here this is a four count med إن كنتم مؤمنين. And you can see here that, again, there are some noon sakin rules because there is noon with a sakin being applied here. So, inshallah, we are going to end it here. If you did get confused by any of the noon sakin or tanween rules, the idgham, the harfah, ikhlas, don't worry about it. Inshallah, I just wanted to introduce the topic. And inshallah, we will go back to this topic later on. We will cover this in more detail. And inshallah, it will make more sense later on when we spend a little bit more time on what these rules are and how to apply these rules. So inshallah, for now, just familiarize yourself with the way that noon sakin appears in the Quran. Sometimes you will see a sukun on the noon, sometimes you will not see anything on the noon, and familiarize yourself with the tanween rules as well. So tanween fatha, tanween kasra, tanween dhamma. So inshallah, try to spot these. And if you can, listen to a sheikh and try to find out the different ways that the noon sakin sound is heard based on the next letter. And inshallah, we will go back to this topic and we will learn more. For now, just try to familiarize yourself, inshallah, a little bit about what the noon sakin will look like, what the tanween will look like actually in the Quran, so we can find it easier when we are doing these new rulings, inshallah. So alhamdulillah, now it is time for the tafsir portion of our class. So I will end it here. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, everyone. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.